It's still hovering over the U.S. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A suspected spy balloon from China is floating over Middle America.
The White House says it is keeping all options on the table, even as the Pentagon says a second Chinese surveillance balloon has been identified in transit over Latin America. But Republicans like House Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green argue the Biden administration is not doing enough to confront China.
Fox's Sean Langell.
Clearly, this went to the president's desk. He was given options. For whatever reason, he chose not to act. And unfortunately, the result of that is that Americans are endangered.
Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, China maintains the balloon is not conducting surveillance. There's a manhunt underway near Fort Smith in Arkansas. Authorities are looking for Neil Mehta after several explosive devices were found inside a home. The FBI says Mehta should be considered armed and dangerous. Emergency power outages are in effect in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa, but Russia is not to blame. The outages were caused by a serious accident at a substation, and repairs could take a while. A Texas man is facing half a dozen animal cruelty charges. Police in Dallas say Davian Irvin has been tied to the disappearance of two monkeys. Authorities also believe he vandalized two other habitats at the Dallas Zoo, one of them for the clouded leopard.
We do believe that he was looking to commit another crime. That's why it was very important that we took him into custody.
Police spokesperson Kristen Lohman. Officials at the zoo in Little Rock, Arkansas are mourning the loss of a beloved black rhino. Jahari was 27 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
An epic blast of Arctic air blanketing the Northeast should start to subside later today. In some parts of New England, temperatures dipped below zero overnight and the wind chill made it feel even colder. Road conditions are improving in Austin, Texas, following a storm of freezing rain and ice that brought down trees and power lines.
Thousands of people are still without power in Austin, Texas, following a series of ice storms this week. Schools in some districts were closed on Friday for a fourth straight day. Travis County Judge Andy Brown flew with emergency officials to get a better look and says he saw energy crews working in the area as well as the damage.
And it's kind of what we've talked about. Tree branches down, trees down, some on houses, some on sidewalks, some on fences. A lot of the streets have actually been cleared at this point.
He said the damage is severe enough to warrant a disaster declaration. Meanwhile, Austin Mayor Kirk Watson has apologized for the city's response to the outages, saying it was, quote, unacceptable and promising change. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Up to 2 feet of snow is expected to fall across much of the Sierra Nevada tonight. Winds could gust in excess of 100 miles per hour. Another region that's no stranger to snow has announced the results of an interesting contest.
Chicago's first You Name a Snowplow contest resulted in some winners with definite Windy City roots. More than 80,000 votes were cast from a field of 50 finalists, with fourth place going to Sears Plower. Salter Payton, an homage to Bears running back Walter Payton, takes third. In second, a twist on a Saturday Night Live long-running skit with The Plow. The top vote getter, Mrs. O'Leary's Plow. Signs with the names will be installed on 7 snowplows clearing roads for the city.
Fox's Rich Dennison. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.